I want to invite you to begin shaping and creating a culture of discipleship and development. If you've not already downloaded and printed your volunteer training framework, please do so at this time. We will be referencing this one document, during this and subsequent videos. Now, in order to effectively understand the volunteer training framework, we must first review and embrace on this like scriptural foundation that for what it means to lead biblically. Now, I've been called as a pastor. Paul makes an astounding statement in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12 about pastors. He says this, and he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry. So for the building up of the body of Christ. Now my job as set forth by Scripture is to equip the saints for works of service, to build up the body of Christ. My job is to build people. The role of a pastor is the role of a leader. But where in the world do I even begin? Well, Jesus said, he who is faithful in little will also be faithful in much. Look around your ministry. Find those who are currently faithful and diligent and godly. If those people have been faithful doers, even in the small things, the Bible says they will be faithful when they're given more. Your job is to identify the faithful few in your ministry. Invite them to greater levels of involvement. That's it. Let's take a look at the volunteer training framework itself. Now, I want to walk through like every aspect of this framework together. I want to start with the masses. The masses. In Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. It's estimated that he spoke to probably around 5,000 people. Now, for our purposes, we will refer to the masses as everyone in your church. The core. In Matthew 8 and 9, Jesus and his core group of followers were traveling together. They observed Jesus healing and teaching and more. This core group of followers was likely around 125 people. For our purposes, we will refer to the core as everyone who is serving in your ministry or has a vested interest in the outcomes of your ministry. The 12. In Matthew 5 and 7, Jesus addresses the masses. In Matthew 8 and 9, Jesus continued his ministry among a core group of 125 followers. Jesus had a large group of followers, and he told us this, the work is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to raise up workers for his fields. And do you know what he did next? Jesus arose. He went to the top of a mountain and prayed all night long. Why? Jesus was about to select his faithful few. Out of the estimated 125 core followers who were like gathered and following around the Messiah, Jesus selected 12 to be his faithful few. For our purposes, we will refer to the 12 as those who are in key, like key players in your area of ministry. We're gonna look, maybe these leaders are leaders of leaders and they might oversee a specific aspect of the ministry you lead. The 3, yet within the 12 that he had selected, Jesus had a special 3, Peter, James, and John. Now, these are what we're gonna call the faithful, faithful few. These are individuals who seemed to have like this special access to Jesus, and he seemed to include them in like a special and unique way that the core and the rest of the 12 just were not privy to. For our purposes, we will refer to the 3 as those who like these elite players in this area that you oversee in ministry. These are people who have so much depth of potential that they are worthy of a deeper investment. Just like Jesus, we need to identify a closer crew. The 1. Now there was the 12, there were the 3, and yet there was the disciple whom Jesus loved, John. The scriptures provide us like this unique window into the closest earthly relationship that Jesus shared with another person. The depth of his relationship with John is noteworthy. Now for our purposes, we will refer to the 1 as that one individual. It's like your go-to person. This will be the individual unto whom you will pour significant amounts of time and energy and intentionality. Please refer again to our volunteer training framework. Now, we have broken down these groups of people on the left side. Now I want you to focus on the right side of the framework. Please note that we are not employing the same level of engagement with each group. Jesus didn't, and we won't either. This entire module about training volunteers will be structured around these different groups and different pockets of training for each specific group. Now let's jump in, and I want to see you on this next video to really dial in this volunteer training framework.